Morning Roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Hey, well, I'm about that action, boss.
Take him out!
This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
I was going to give me a little highlight in there. I was going to get a highlight to start the hour. But, oh, baby, good morning to everybody out there on YouTube, even the haters on YouTube. We're going back and forth. I spent my whole break looking at the YouTube chat and commenting back. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Did you hear the beginning of the game?
No, I didn't hear the
beginning of the game. We ready.
Oh, yeah, no, that was rocking. That was rocking to Levi's.
DJ E-Rock.
DJ E-Rock. Shout out to DJ E-Rock. I need to come
see
him. And
he played Bia Bia multiple times.
He was rocking last night. Great, great crowd. Great time at Levi's Stadium. We all walked out happy, smiling, because the Niners are 2-2, tied for first place in the NFC West. And what a difference a week makes. Defense, they continue to click-clack and lock people down. Mm. Held the Rams to 9 points. Loved it. Loved Hufanga. Loved Bosa. 7 sacks yesterday. They're holding teams to 3.8 yards per play. Now, you can say the competition hasn't been stiff. Geno Smith is throwing the ball all around the field against everybody else except the 49ers. Russell Wilson is still Russell Wilson. And you beat the Super Bowl champs last night for the 7th straight time in the regular season. So you got to be happy about that. Got to be happy with the defense. Got to be happy with the special teams. Got to be happy with the offense for the most part. And you got to be happy with Deebo Samuel getting the ball in space, not just running up against 7 to 8 man fronts. Get him in space. Get him on the perimeter. I love to see what he do. And, man, he was special last night. So a big-time win for the 49ers.
Yeah, and you know, they neutralized Aaron Donald. I believe, just off my eyes, yep. I saw one tackle for loss. That was about it. He had the free release early. I was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a long night. And then nothing, really nothing from him all night. And then the only play Bobby Wagner made all night was knocking out that dude who ran out of the field with the pink smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing Wagner did all night.
Here you go, Spadoni. He's got the call.
And here comes a stoppage in play because someone has run on the field with a smoke bomb that is pink, and he's running up the sideline. Now a couple of Rams come over there and make the tackle. Head first into the player who has taken the field, and he's in a cloud of pink smoke so you can't see him, and now on him are a couple of security guards.
Kevin, I think this is becoming a thing. We got the pink smoke coming again. This is one of those gender reveals. Somebody at home's having a girl. Now,
well, I thought maybe that the last one we saw was for some animal rights or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just think, hey, you think about the way to reveal that you're having a girl. I'm going to run out on the field at the 49er game and get arrested just so I can let my honey at home know we're having a girl.
Yeah, yeah. That guy is headed to the slammer. And it will not be a good night.
Well, actually, it was an okay night for them, actually. Because they were released. They took a photo after the game. And I'm going to find it in just a second. Yeah. Allison, the two activists who disrupted the game.
No, two morons.
They've been released from police custody. They were released last night. They took a photo with their ticket, they're fine. RightToRescue.com is the website. Alex, who was tackled by Bobby Wagner, has a burn on his arm. Otherwise, they're a bit beaten up, but in good spirits.
Yeah, they burn the field. Here's what I would say moving forward, and I want to get back into the game. You don't need to put these people in jail. I don't want to waste resources on them in jail. If you run out onto the field of play during a sporting event and do something this stupid, all right, I don't care what sport it is, you're going to glue yourself to the court or whatever. No. Putting you in jail, no. I'm not wasting resources. I want you to clean Market Street every day for 1 year. That's what I want. I want swap for these people. I want them cleaning Market Street for a year. You think I'm joking?
No, you're not.
The punishment needs to be over the top. You need to be cleaning the human feces off of Market Street for one calendar year. 5 days a week, one calendar year. Like, you're one of the people that has done a heinous crime. Because you're an idiot if you do this.
Pick up that poo-poo. Pick up that poo-poo.
Pick up the poopy.
Is Mark Miller picking up the poopy?
Hufanga?
Hufanga, you heard that? Not to cut you off. It's time to give away another Kirby gift card. $200 Kirby gift card. What's my gift card, Ash? You got your car washed last week.
Oh, my God.
Did they get a car wash?
Yeah, dude, they came out. So I set it up to where it would be done right when I get out of the studio. They cleaned it to perfection. And there was literally no water on the ground right here in front of the studio. They came to me, cleaned the whole thing, did an engine check, did this, that, and the other. Oh, yeah. Thing was sparkling. Drove that car down to Levi's yesterday. Got lots of compliments on how it was sparkling.
Wow.
415. And that's 4 days later.
Man, 415-951-2386. Be the fifth caller on the contest line to win a Kirby gift card. $200. Kirby, holler at me, man. Holler at me.
Well, they will do you a car wash next week, and we'll maybe film it.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I want to be
filmed. The Batmobile should get, you know, nice and dusty.
The Batmobile needs some work. Batmobile needs a clean.
Oh, does it?
A lot of baby snacks in the backseat.
You know what's funny? I saw Anna wearing a black Jimmy G jersey yesterday.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
What did you wear?
I wore a John Taylor.
Oh, nice.
Monday Night Football special.
Nice.
I wore a JT.
Good luck.
I wore a JT, yeah.
Nice.
And I wore my same gold hat with the Niner logo. I'm going to wear that hat every single game. It's my good luck hat. It's my 2022 hat. Yeah, she wore a Garoppolo jersey. So, okay, that's fine. She likes Jimmy. A lot of ladies like Jimmy. A lot of dudes like Jimmy. A lot of people love his quarterback play. Not a bad quarterback.
So let's make that happen this year. Okay.
You know, got the job done yesterday. Three throws, including the one on the wide receiver screen to Deebo Samuel. But Jimmy didn't lose the game. He's working himself up into game shape. That's what's happening here. Game shape. It's close. It's getting close. Real close. Real close to being in tip-top shape.
Bosa looks like one of the best players in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Bosa, 14 pressures, 9 quarterback hits. How many actual, did they record him for 2 sacks or was it 2.5? I thought the one where D'Amador Lenore came in on the blitz, Bosa should have got credited for half a sack there.
Yeah, I'm not going to nitpick. Well, we've done a lot of nitpicking this morning, so why not nitpick? I'm sorry, man. I can't help it. By the way, download the Odyssey app. 95.70 game, thousands of other stations, and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, and podcasts are all available completely free. You can catch every Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news the Bay Area needs. Follow your favorite team stations, radio shows, and podcasts now by downloading the free Odyssey app. Real quick, before we go back to the lines, we got to tape a Caesar preview show for the Go to State Warriors today. We're taping a Caesar preview show, and Steph was on the Manning cast last night. Anybody check it out? What did Steph say?
Not only was he on the Manning cast during the day, PGA video game, 2K3 or whatever.
Added him to the game, right?
Added him to the game, and he was at a Topgolf hitting golf shots when someone handed him the phone and showed him the video footage of him golfing. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What did he say on the Manning cast? Was he breaking out Jimmy Garoppolo? Was he breaking out defense?
I have no idea. I was at the game, Bonte.
Yeah, sure. Well, I figured you stayed up till 1 in the morning to watch a minicast over.
No.
All right. Joe and Alameda, what's happening? You're on the Odyssey app listening to the Morning Roast this morning, and we thank you for that, Joe. What's happening?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Love the energy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Few points I just want to make. I know people are down on Jimmy G. I know people want to love him. Listen, he is what he is, and he's what we got. He threw a dime to Kittle on that third down in the end zone. Kittle's got to keep his feet in. Nobody wants to talk about that. He threw a dime to Juwan Jennings last game, would have extended the drive. Juwan Jennings just drops it. Jimmy G gets killed by the defensive lineman. Nobody wants to talk about it. He's above average quarterback, Bonte. I swear, you say he's not a good quarterback.
I didn't say that. I said he's average. All right, I didn't say he wasn't good. I didn't say he was piss poor. And put words in my mouth, Joe. Keep going.
I'm not trying to argue with you because he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. He's not that, but he is what he is. He's good.
Which is average.
The Niners are going to play. He is average, but the reason the Niners are going to play.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, finish up.
The reason the Niners are going to play into January and hopefully into February is they have an amazing defense, and they need to run the ball.
Thank you.
That's what they've been built on.
That's what I'm saying.
Do that. That's going to happen. And we can hope that Jimmy G makes a few plays. You know, people say this is a game of inches. They say, oh, that pass to Deebo was almost an interception. Well, guess what? You played a clip from Shanahan. He made that exact point. If you guess, you better be right. Hufanga was right. That defensive player on the Rams, he was not right. It was a 57-yard touchdown. The Niners need to play defense. The Niners need to run the ball. Don't worry about Jimmy G.
So you brought up the pass to Kittle.
And we're the only team that can't worry about the quarterback. It's the only team, the only fan base where don't worry about the quarterback because we've got a great defense. And I'm with you. Quarterback is 10th on the list of most important players on this football team. Think about that. Well, and Joe played himself because he was coming at me hard. And I was saying, well, Jimmy's average, right? Yeah, he's average. So thank you. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to say he wasn't good. Joe basically himself in one call said he was average.
I'm fatigued by trying to rank where Jimmy G's at.
I don't care. But they got the win.
On the George Kittle play, which was the crucial third down that led to the fourth down decision to kick a field goal. I don't know what the play design is. In the end zone, it's right in front of me. I saw the whole play. It looked like Ayuk was wide open on the easier little quick throw. Boom, he went in, and then he zigzagged back out to the sideline.
And Ramsey was stumbling.
I thought he was open, and I understand not wanting to throw toward Ramsey's way. I get that. The play extends, and he does make a really nice throw to George Kittle. I guess Kittle's got to get his feet down. It's just a really tough play. I'm not going to sit here and criticize any of them on that one. Like, when you get into those compacted red zone situations, it's just really hard. I go back to the second down play. I didn't love the Jeff Wilson Jr. toss. I wanted to see a quarterback sneak with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I wanted to see that, too. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. He's listening on the radio. Antonio, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, that freaking Deebo Samuel play, that touchdown. He was like Barry Sanders on that play, man. Put a move. He broke Jalen Ramsey's ankles, man. Nick Bosa on that freaking stunt. Remind me of Alton Smith. And he's looking like defensive player of the year. He's first in all these categories, man. Mufunga, baby Polamalu, man. Lockdown defense. Red and gold rush defense, man. We got so much depth on the D-line. And I agree, man. We shouldn't really be drafting deep tackles
ever
in the first round. You know, I think we should have. I imagine who the draft is Justin Jefferson and had DJ Jones take, one of them defensive tackle spots and so much less money. But at the end of the day, man, I love the Niners. That was a great win beating our rivals. So on to the next one, baby.
Yeah. Would Justin Jefferson be the Justin Jefferson that we know in this offense?
Because they don't
That question.
No, they don't throw enough.
So that's why I'm out there.
It feels like right now, Brandon Ayuk is. He'll get a couple of looks early in the game that are scripted, and then after the script goes away, he doesn't get looked at enough.
No doubt.
And they won, so I don't want to sit here and dwell over it, but they're going to need Ayuk to do more. They're going to need Kittle to do more at some point, just not last night. Last night wasn't the game.
Ayuk looked a little frustrated on that play to Kittle. He walked straight off the field. Straight off the field, because he beat Ramsey right off the line of scrimmage. Ramsey was beat. Quick touchdown, boom, boom. Jimmy didn't even look over there.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's not his primary read. I don't know what his primary was. Maybe he was waiting on Kittle. Kittle didn't get both feet down. It's a disappointing play. Incompletion. He set up for a field goal that I did not like. Did not like it, but hey, it worked out in the end. Richard Fremont, what's up, man? You're on the roast.
Bonte Hill, what's up, my brother?
What's up, Rich?
Long time to talk to.
What's up, Rich?
Joe Butcher Boy Shacky, what's up, man? Hey, I am so, so thrilled this morning with that W yesterday. Oh, my God. Look, I know the defense does what the defense does. They look great. Bosa look great. Oh, my God. Samson was Samson. And, you know, you got to give props to that offense, though. Come on, guys.
Oh, my God.
Last week, that offense looked like it was still in their pajamas in the bed. Sleep, man. Yesterday? Oh, my God, man. They were dressed.
Ready to
go behind the driving wheel. They were driving yesterday. Oh, Deebo doing Deebo stuff. Jeff Wilson stepping up when he needed to. Man, and give props to Jimmy G. Please, the man put the ball where the ball had to be, man. Look, at the end of the day, the defense did what the defense did, but the offense woke up, man. Come on. Put it where it's supposed to be, Bonte.
Hey, listen, Rich, thanks for the call.
Me five, oh my God. I thought it was Michael Irvin.
Oh my God.
Listen, it just dawned on me during that call.
I'm with him. I'm thrilled day one.
This is the exact same show that we did last year.
What?
After the Rams Monday Night Football game.
What's that?
The Niners beat the Rams at Levi's Stadium.
We're in reruns.
Because I got sent to the principal's office because wasn't happy enough about Jimmy Garoppolo's performance.
Can I be real with you, though?
What's up?
I didn't think we'd make it to see reruns. So the fact that we're here after celebrating our two-year announcement of the original show being launched, I'm feeling pretty good.
Shasky was doom and gloom yesterday. I guarantee to win, and now I'm getting all the bullets because I don't want to Well,
you got to do the Jeff Kent. Enjoy the games more.
I do enjoy
the games more.
Did you see my video after the game?
Yeah, it looked like you were ready to go get Taco Bell.
I was happy as hell. I won money. They beat the Rams, the same old sorry-ass Rams. Ramsey was quiet. Donald was quiet. I was happy as all hell. People try to make it out that I'm the madman. I guarantee the damn half you guys in the chat coming at me right now, because it's not about that. We're celebrating the Niners win, but we're having some fun, because I'm having fun with this.
You're rattled by the chat.
No, I'm not. I love interacting with the YouTube chat. I can handle the YouTube
chat. Maybe we should disable it
for
you.
No, we shouldn't. For you, maybe. For me, no. I love the chat. It's part of the show. Half the chat yesterday was all doom and gloom. No,
But that's the evolution of a fan.
That's why.
The fan is teetering on the edge, as am I at every single moment. I said this to a lady yesterday, and
I forget her name. You guys are too much.
She said she's from Excelsior, and she listens every single day.
You guys are too much.
I'm going to look her up. But point being, and she said the same thing. She goes, Shasky, I totally feel you.
I'm being called a Raider fan.
Well, she said to me, she goes, when they lose, I am legitimately depressed for a week. And when they win, I'm happy for a week. And I feel the exact same way. And look, Joe, you shouldn't allow sports to do that to you. No, it's irrational fandom. That's how people are. When they win, you're thrilled. When they lose, you're depressed.
I'm very happy about the win. The defense was awesome. Awesome. But why do I have to go out of my way to overcompliment the quarterback? Quarterback didn't turn the ball over. That's a step in the right direction. That's a step in the right direction. They take the ball, their opening drive, and they go right down the field, 7 plays, 85 yards. That's good.
Yeah, it was great.
Those great throws by Jimmy on third down.
Yeah.
He extended drives. Remember last week, they're 0-9.
Nice throw to Ayuk.
Nice throw to Ayuk. Yeah. Nice throw to Jennings. The quarterback played fine. But can we go praise the defense for once? Defense was great last night.
Well, they're elite.
I mean, that's what it's going to take to carry this football team, like in 2019 and like last season. You got to play great defense. You got to run the ball. You have to be physical. And the quarterback just can't turn the ball over.
Well, as much as we want to hyper-focus on the quarterback, the team, coach, players, everyone, the execution outside of the scripted first 15 plays, it's got to get better. It's got to. I don't, whether it's decision making, whether it's picking the right plays, whether it's the quarterback throwing to the guys, like we can all agree, like they get to a middle point in like halfway through the first quarter, you know, almost into the second quarter, and it feels like everything kind of hits a rut.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just the NFL as a whole, but this particular team feels like once they get off the scripted stuff, they struggle after that, and that's where I worry. And then you get a play like Debo snatching a ball in the air, breaking a bunch of tackles, and that's a game changer.
Right.
He doesn't make that play.
No.
I mean, we're looking at a totally different game.
It's a great play by Debo.
I mean, it's an incredible play by Debo.
Thank God he did. Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's go to Ray in San Rafael. Ray in San Rafael,
he's
listening on the car radio. What's happening, Ray?
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to talk about yesterday's game. It reminded me of the 49ers of the 80s. What they would do in the 80s is they would, you know, they would pass short passes, get the linebackers back, and then run.
Mm.
But this thing running on the first down every time is just, this doesn't seem to work in the NFL. Not unless you have like a Henry.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, you know what I saw speaking of special teams? Fred Warner Jr.
I was going to say that he brought up the Niners looking like the 80s. Yeah. I mean, Jimmy was Montana-esque last night. To see your face explode.
I mean, you said it. You I hate Jimmy more than me.
I
was his biggest fan 2 years ago. Nah, I hate the guy.
We were in the parking lot as Steiny was having a tall can, and I go, hey, Steiny, Jimmy. And then
Jimmy. Jimmy was good last night. It's good. What else do you want me to say? I've been saying the same thing all morning. What do people really want me to say about Jimmy Garoppolo? I said he was good. He didn't turn the ball over
yesterday.
Give
him his flowers.
That's giving him his flowers. He didn't turn the ball
over. You're putting daisies on his grave.
Did I tweet one Jimmy O no throw? I didn't tweet that once last night.
Well, no, because your service was spotty.
Oh, okay. No, my service was great last night. It was awesome. I was getting them tweets off. I was watching that Bovada account. Just cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. Austin, what's
happening? The biggest Jimmy G fan I know. What up?
Hey, what up? What up? You already know Jimmy G. What it is, Jimmy.
Hey, they said Mark Willard's pumping iron right now, getting ready for the show. He's fired up. Who said that on YouTube, man? What's up, Austin? Drew down said that.
Jimmy.
Debo. To Debo. Hey, look. Hey, we left some points out on the field. You know, Kittle, you got to work on that toe tap. Jimmy G put us in a great position to make a field goal. You know, Bobby Gold missed that. What else? Dwell even dropped the pass. Could have had him touchdown. You know, we left some points out there. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, Austin, let me jump in there. The one thing is evident. If you're going to keep George Kittle in as an inline blocker, they need to make a move for another pass-catching tight end. Like, they need another playmaker.
Charlie Warner's just not it.
Well, Raymond McLeod doesn't get targeted in the pass game, so he's irrelevant. To me, he's a special teams player.
Danny Gray didn't suit up, right?
No, he hurt his hip.
Yeah, he's
hip. And so I'm looking at him saying, you either need to go out and get another wide receiver, or you need to go out and get a backup tight end. If you're going to keep George Kittle in to block, which is fine, I'll listen to that argument because of how porous the offensive line is. Then you better go out and you need to execute a trade. Last year, Tyler Eifert, I believe, was it Eifert, got traded.
Nope.
Or not Eifert, Zach Ertz, got traded halfway through the year
to
open things up for the other team, for Philadelphia. They need to make a move like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go to E in San Jose before we hit the break.
What's up,
Rice,
E?
Jerry Rice coming up at 7:30. E, listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, E?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing? Butcher Boy, you're having a hell of a morning. You can go ahead and take the next few minutes off because I'm coming down Bonte's road.
Do it.
Bonte, you talked last week about how the Niners are a bad screen team. You said those words on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday when everybody was all down.
I did.
About the Niners.
They were awful. They were awful with their screens.
Jimmy, they are not awful with their screens.
They were not.
What Debo does is out of it.
They were not awful yesterday.
Bonte, let E finish.
Go ahead, E. Shasky loves it. San Fran Shasky loves
it. What Debo does is on smoke screens or quick screens.
Thank you.
If they execute the screen, it goes for 15 yards every time. It's just getting past that first level. Once they get past that first level, the Niners are a good screening team, and it's a big part of their offense. It's basically another running play where Jeff Wilson can bust one for 50 if the ball gets to him.
I agree. The screens were really good yesterday, and you're right about the screens.
Do you have more for this man?
Yeah, go ahead. Come down my road again. Go ahead, because Shasky's loving this. Shasky can handle this. I got the bulletproof vest on, man.
I want to give him more, but honestly, all I want to do is give Bonte a hug. I mean, everybody else is after him, and I had to do it, too. I just now that I got that out of my system, the Niners won.
Let's go.
Stomped the guts out of the Rams.
Exactly.
Obviously, Butcher's back from taking a dump because he took a minute off.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a big old hug, Bonte.
I love you. Know what, man?
I love
you. The reason why the streets love me is I can handle this. I was built for this.
Yeah.
George Washington High School. Right in the 31 by board or 5-footing, where you had cap sessions all day long.
Uh-huh.
You had to fend for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This ain't Reardon. Say Sacred Heart. This ain't Universe. Hey, these little private schools where everybody's, how you doing? Hey,
give me a hug. You're wearing a vest, you know, but they're coming for your head.
Hey, they're missing. They're missing. I'm like the Matrix, baby. Call me Keanu Reeves this morning.
Oh, you wear a helmet, Saving Private Ryan?
We go till noon.
Matrix.
We go till noon.
I know you're going to go to break in just a second. I can't wait to talk Jerry Rice. I watched the thing that the Matrix and the Terminator are connected. Blew my mind.
Yeah, that's Shasky's happy. I'm happy they got the win. I just showed the guys my Bovada account. Looks great. Thank you, 49ers. They're tied for first place. What is there to be mad about? Who's mad out there? Oh, wait. I'm mad. I forgot. Jerry Rice coming up. 8:30. I'm mad about that, too. The GOAT. The greatest of all time. Joining the Morning Roast. Right here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Caltrain Stormwater.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
What up? What up? What up? What's happening? Great day on the roast. Victory Tuesday. Niners win. Beat the Rams 24-9. No turnovers. Defense comes up with 7 sacks. Hufanga with the pick 6 at the end of the game. And what do you know? The Niners now tied for first place in the NFC West at 2-2. Then they'll head onto the road for a big 2-game stretch in Carolina and Atlanta.
So I sit down in my seats after getting food and drinks for my wife and my niece, and we're sitting there, and my niece turns to me and she goes, "Do you see who that is?" And I go, Where am I looking at? She's like, "Look down on the field." And I see this guy streaking in a red 80 jersey. And I go, oh, that's the GOAT. That's the GOAT out there running patterns, getting ready. Jerry freaking Rice had the suit on, running routes on the field pregame. I go, that's a good omen.
Well, the watermelon fruit punch is what I've been sipping on lately with the GOAT fuel.
I got the gummy bear.
And we're going to connect to Jerry Rice in just a second. But he's got the GOAT fuel. You can see him. He's going to join us on Zoom, I believe, in just a second. I wonder how many of these he chucked down before running down that football field. He was in rare form yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
He was ready to roll. He was ready to roll.
Nobody looks better in a suit than him.
Nobody.
I mean, I'm being 100% when I say this.
I'm still jealous.
He knows how to look so perfect in a suit. I'm so jealous.
All right, we got
the
GOAT.
But when I saw him running routes with the jersey on, setting the tone pregame, I go, we're ready for a big game.
But there's a couple questions. Before we get, we got Jerry Rice now on the line. And good morning to the GOAT, Jerry Rice, the greatest football player of all time. First of all, how many GOAT fuels did he drink before running down the field? He didn't huff and puff. I would have died at the 15-yard line. Jerry runs through the goal line. I was like, Jerry, you're not back in practice in Rockland, California anymore. And then two, people want to know what was in that glass when you're pointing at Debo Samuel
and
scoring that touchdown.
It was GOAT fuel.
and the bow tie. Jerry, I've never seen you in the bow tie. Jerry, I've never seen you in the bow tie either. Like, all of a sudden, I want to wear a bow tie now because of the way you made the bow tie look.
Hey, man, it was Monday Night Football, statement night. You know, just like, you know, like 49ers, you know, you got Rams and, you know, I think the 49ers, they did a fantastic job. They got that W and it was a big win for them. But that was statement night. So yeah. I wanted to look good. I wanted the presentation to look good. So I'm running up and down the field. But the jersey, I grabbed this fan. Number 80 out of the stands, and I put it on, and Steve threw me the ball, and all of a sudden it was just a reaction thing, man. I sprinted all the way to the end zone, and I was like, I'm saying to myself, oh, man, you know what? I feel really good.
Hey, Jerry, I'm watching Debo Samuel, and you brought it up Monday night. Like, it means something to me, and that you could feel the electricity going into the stadium, and me and B, we both grew up with Candlestick, and you playing it on Monday Night Football, and I know how much you loved playing on Monday Night Football. In my mind, when I'm watching Debo break those tackles and make that play that he did for that long touchdown, I'm envisioning Roger Craig against the Rams, where you're the lead blocker downfield. I'm envisioning John Taylor on Monday Night Football when you're lead blocking for him as he's running all the way. Like, that's one of those seminal highlights that are going to live forever.
Yeah, that's one of those heartbeat things, man. You know, that just players just working together, getting in position to get their teammate into the end zone. First of all, that defensive back, he took a very bad angle because he tried to undercut that pass. Mm-hmm. And for Debo to make that catch the way he did, then to have the vision to take it to the end zone, you know, it brought back a lot of memories because I'm saying to myself, man, because, you know, he made some cuts that reminded me of someone else, you know, back in the day. You know, to have that vision and really get into pay dirt, you know, where you drop six on him, I think it was a fantastic play, but it had a lot to do with his vision on the football field and, you know, his teammates helping him to get to the end zone.
And we're talking to Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver, greatest football player of all time. I take him over anybody, Brady, Tim Brown, you name it. He's got all the records. We know about the seasons he's had, the MVPs, you name it, the jewelry. Jerry, getting Debo in space, you know, I know they've had him playing running back since midway through last year. And personally, I don't like seeing Debo carry the ball eight times in the teeth of a defense. I want to see him on the perimeter. So we know teams are going to try to take away that wide receiver screen. What are more ways the 49ers are? How creative can they get to get Debo the ball in space to where he's going one-on-one with the DB and not a linebacker in the A-gap?
Well, guys, here's the thing with me. You know, the run-pass option, everything is so condensed. You know, you can open the field up just a little bit more by spreading these guys out just a little bit more. You know, getting Debo on the outside. I'm not a big fan of him being back in that backfield because it's almost like that. You know, the second he's back in the backfield, the opponent knows that, you know, Debo is going to get the ball. So it's going to be up to Kyle Shanahan to be a little bit more creative, you know, maybe spread them out just a little bit more. You know, Brandon Ayuk, you know, he made some plays and they got some weapons. They got some guys that can make some plays. But another key factor too, guys, we got to start throwing the ball on the outside. because defensive coordinators, they're going to figure that out, because you notice a lot of bubble screens, a lot of throws over the middle, but we really didn't attack the outside. And I wanted them to really just throw the ball deep, you know, spread out a little bit, throw it deep, just to let the opponent know that, hey, look, they could throw it deep to make it a threat.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, then, the opponent is going to squeeze down on everything. But I got to give it to the Niners. They did a great job of, making it happen. And this guy, Hufanga.
Oh, my God.
Hufanga.
Wow.
Man, this guy is all over the place. All over the place and just making plays. And I really enjoy just watching him, on defense. You know, Bosa is going to be Bosa and all of that. And that defense is going to put pressure on the opponent. But just to watch him, make plays like that and to have the vision to take it to the house, man, to seal the deal.
Yeah, I want to get back into Hufanga in a second, but the Jalen Ramsey-Debo thing, like, you know all about tormenting defensive backs, and there are certain matchups that you felt like you owned, I'm sure. What is it about Debo and Jalen Ramsey? Is it a mental thing? Is it something physically that Debo's doing? Why does Jalen Ramsey just get erased by Debo Samuel?
You know, I think, looking at that game last night, you would think that Ramsey would follow him all over the field. But they don't do that. You know, I think him and Brandon Ayuk, they had the altercation last night.
Yeah.
Where they got, tangled up a little bit. But, if you're going to, back in the day, you would put your best corner on your best receiver. You don't see a lot of that with the run pass option and stuff like that. But, Debo, anytime he can touch that money, man. Touch that money. Be himself. Be creative on the football field. Something spectacular is going to happen. And, to see Wilson, too.
Yeah.
To start everything off, man. Because, this guy took it up the middle, and it was no catching him. So you got guys, from different positions making plays and get ready for the next battle.
No doubt. Jerry Rice on the line right now in the Morning Ross on 95.7 The Game. Don't forget to grab his Gold Fuel. I've got the watermelon fruit punch. What you sipping on,
Chesky? I got the gummy bear.
You got the gummy bear. So we got the Gold Fuel. We're fired up this morning.
Hey, believe me, guys, if I could have had a Gold Fuel in the stadium last night, that would have been the ice on the cake right there. To take a sip of that. And also, to give Debo some love and that offensive line and that offense, man, that would have been perfect.
Jerry, the way you was running on that field, I thought you were all five Gold Fuels, man. I swear, man, you didn't even break a sweat in a suit.
I always get energized on Monday night.
It
is so weird, guys. It's so weird because even after being out of the game for such a long time, it clicks. The game phase, it comes on, just walking into the stadium and stuff like that. I was like, man, God, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you hear that music. You see the flyover with the bomber jets, the fighter jets.
Hey, man. Oh, man, when that bomber jet, whatever, came over, I looked up at that, man. I was like, I was ready to go.
It shook the stadium. I felt like the whole stadium was shaking.
Yeah. It was so awesome to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt, Jerry. And look, Jerry, I want to get to Hufanga and in the defense because they came up with seven sacks yesterday. Hold on. Jerry's got to hold out. He's got the dog in there real quick. But I want to ask Jerry about Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Because Brandon Ayuk is a special, special player. And I saw Brandon Ayuk get frustrated a couple times. All right, we got Jerry back on the line. He's ready to go here. Brandon Ayuk, what do you tell Brandon Ayuk when you know targets are not coming your way like that? Four targets yesterday. He got four catches, 37 yards, but not the plays, the explosive plays we see Brandon Ayuk make on a regular basis. What do you tell a guy like that when he knows, okay, this is a run-first offense, the quarterback is still trying to work up the game speed in Jimmy Garoppolo? What'd you tell Brandon Ayuk after a tough game last night where he's not seeing a lot of targets?
I think you just got to be patient. The most important thing is the W. And I think we all get frustrated, because, you work your butt off all week long and you think you're going to go into that game and you're going to have so many opportunities. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And most important thing is a W, but just continue to work hard, and it's going to pay off for you.
You know, I'm looking at the defense, and we'll get to Bosa in a second, but Hufanga, he's just so special. You played with a special player out of USC, and we never compare anybody to you. We never compare him to Ronnie Lott. But, man, I'm seeing a guy who's flying like Ronnie Lott, can hit, can knock the ball out. He's very instinctual. What do you see when you see Talanoa Hufanga?
I basically see the same thing. He's all over the field making plays. You can tell, you know, that he's very smart. He's intelligent. He knows his opponent. He knows, you know, certain
tendencies.
Because it's like one of these. It's like the interception play. Mm-hmm. He already knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it. The way he broke on that, you know, so certain formations and stuff like that, he knew that was coming. And to have that focus, that mindset, then to finish it off, because you know you can know it's coming, but you still got to be able to finish the play.
No doubt.
And that was something that Bill Walsh always talked about. You know, he was saying, you know, a lot of guys can, you know, get in position, but then all of a sudden they can't finish the play. He got all of that, and like I said, very smart. He's a playmaker, and you know, he's gonna cause a lot of havoc, you know, just, you know, on that football field.
You know, every great defense,
position to make a play.
You know, Jerry, every good defense, they try to be great because they want to score touchdowns, they want to turn the ball over, but they also need great pass rushers.
Mm.
And the Niners have one in number 97, Nick Bosa. And Shazka and I were talking last week. We saw Micah Parsons for the Cowboys last Monday night show out against the New York Giants. You saw Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Monday night games. You talked about it, Jerry. Monday night football is special. And if Bosa wanted to make a claim for DPOY or put his name in that race, you got to ball out on Monday night football. And that's what we saw from Nick Bosa. 14 quarterback pressures yesterday, 7 right. quarterback hits, 2 sacks. Bosa was everywhere, Jerry.
Yeah, Bosa is just like Aaron Donald, man. I mean, this guy, he's incredible on the football field, and just watching him, how he can overpower the offensive linemen and, you know, get into that backfield to cause problems. You know, it's just typical Bosa. And that's really what's expected of him, and I think he owns up to it. He knows that, you know, he has to be a playmaker out on the football field, and he does that.
No doubt. And, Jerry, before we let you go, we appreciate the time today. We saw the Tua Tagovailoa concussion last Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals after suffering a head injury against the Buffalo Bills. How the NFL handled the protocols, and how often you think you play with a concussion? Did you agree with the protocols? What did you think of the Tua situation? And do you think that you ever went in where you probably shouldn't have gone into the game?
You know, to be honest, that's a good question. But I think back in the day, you know, if you could take the smelling salt, if they ask you 3 questions, if you could answer those questions, you were back on the field.
Got it.
The thing with Tua, I think he was concussed, you know, in that Buffalo game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just no way he should have been playing in that last football game. So the NFL, you know, they dropped the ball on that. They really did. And it's all about protecting the players and all of that. And I don't think he should have played in that game. Have I ever gone back into a game where I felt like if I was concussed or something like that, I would say no to that.
Yeah.
Because basically I knew if I was not in a position to make good decisions on the field and you know, if I was going to hurt the team. So, you know, pretty much I would have taken myself out of it.
Jerry, I don't remember you, and again, you obviously were going to remember way more than we will, but I don't remember you taking direct hits over the middle like that. You would contort your body, and you were so good at not taking those devastating blows. Like, I can't even remember the biggest hit you took in your career.
Yeah, you know, my thing, guys, I had good awareness on the field, and I knew when to get down, and I knew when to protect myself.
Who was the guy that hit you the hardest?
So it was not like I was just running through that secondary and just all relaxed.
Yep.
I knew that, you know, that there were like complications, that there was problems, that right. there was guys out there hurt me and do all of those things. So I knew how to, you know, just tighten my body up. And the majority of time when guys hit me, they were the ones that got hurt. Mm. You know, I guess it was because of my conditioning and all of that. But yeah, I knew exactly where I was at on the football field.
Nah, you were really good, Jerry. We know about that. And the golf field is really, yes. really good. Powering us through another morning after Monday Night Football.
Right, yeah.
Man, hey, Niners 2-2.
Let's go.
Tied for first place in the NFC West, Jerry. What is that right there?
See that bus right back there?
Yeah, I see it.
In that golf field?
Oh.
Always behind me.
Oh, wow.
But hey, I'm telling you. With the Debo run, if I had the watermelon fruit punch or something like that, and to be able to toast him on that, that would have been the ultimate. You know what I'm saying?
Jerry, you pointing, with the cocktail in hand is now a meme.
Hey, but did you see the ring on the finger?
I did. Oh, we can't miss the bling, Jerry. We did not miss the bling, man. I'm telling you, you were right there running court.
We love seeing
you at the football games. You had the bow tie looking dapper again. You're running down the field, set the tone.
Yep.
That's what we need every single game at Levi's, Jerry.
No, you got it, baby. You know me.
Yeah, we do.
I'm all about entertainment.
Yeah, yes, sir. Let's go. Yes, sir. Jerry, always good to talk to you,
the
brother.
The greatest.
All right, guys. You got
anytime, man. Oh, Goldfield, go pick us a Goldfield Safeway. Any supermarket Absolutely. In the Bay Area. That watermelon fruit punch right now is hitting. We all need it here on the Morning Roast. And by the way, since we're here, because Jerry said a lot of good things. He didn't like Debo in the backfield too much. Got to tell Ayuk to stay patient. This defense is playing at a high, high level. But we got a birthday. One of our roasters, this is what we like to do. I just saw this on Twitter.
Hmm.
Tyler Biller, who's always in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
He's always bumping his gums. It's his birthday. Let's wish happy Tyler Biller. Happy birthday. One of our roasters,
man. Whole pack of Swishers before 6 a.m. for him?
Dude, who knows? Does he even sleep? You think Tyler sleeps?
So I pulled up on the Gatehouse Warriors playoff game, and all of a sudden there was just many clouds of smoke.
Yeah,
I mean,
all the time.
It was just insane.
All day.
And I looked to the left, and boom, there's Tyler Miller. And he's out here looking like Cheech and Chong.
Dude, he's out here tagging me like, Bonte, we got that loud pack. It's the Grizzlies. Dude, I can't be smoking. I'm on TV, dog. Leave me alone, Tyler.
Hey, Bully, what do you think?
Bully, Steph Curry had a good game, huh? Yeah. No, Tyler, happy birthday, man.
Happy
Enjoy
birthday.
It.
Boy, Jerry Rice was good.
Jerry Rice, he's bringing the heat, man. And then the way he pivots to get the dog out the studio. Get the dog out. How about him having the Hall of Fame bus
right there?
He has
two very big dogs.
The Hall of Fame bus right there.
It was incredible.
I mean, that's just gangster.
He's the best.
He just got the trophies, the rings, and everything.
I'm convinced he could catch three passes today.
Yeah.
Today.
I'm convinced. It's T.O. and Jerry could still play the game. They could still give you 20 snaps. Like, who's bumping Jerry off the line of scrimmage? So, Jalen Ramsey,
you just run him in motion these days, you know? You just do a little bunch formation and you're good to go. Well, one thing that
real quick, our boy Dwayne Demps, not to cut you off, but he's so good at 49ers lot. Like, there's so many people that's got great recall when it comes to 49er football. Dwayne Demps, 92 game versus the Buffalo Bills at Candlestick. Jerry's head was slammed into the infield dirt in the first quarter, missed the rest of the game with a concussion. Only game I remember Jerry going out due to a big hit.
Yeah, big hit. He hurt his knee in the Tampa Bay week one when Steve went down. He got ripped from behind.
Yeah, he got ripped by Warren Sapp.
And then he battled back, and then I think the Denver primetime game later on in the year, he cracked his knee again.
Yeah, he caught a touchdown and cracked his knee.
But those weren't head injuries like that.
This is what he's saying, the head injury in 92 against Buffalo.
I know against the Broncos, he took a huge hit off Atwater, but he just bounced off Atwater.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I'm with him on that one. That's a good one, the Buffalo game. Wow, that's
good.
That was the game. I think there was like 1,000 yards.
Yeah, it was back and forth. Kelly and Steve Young again. Because I don't think Montana didn't play, and the Bills won that game at Candlestick. I'll never forget. It was just up and down. Bills Steve.
I missed
so
the K gun,
dude. The K gun with Thurman Thomas, RJ Reed, Don Beebe,
James Lofton.
Come on, man.
Don't sleep on James Lofton.
Their defense too.
Bruce
Cornelius
Smith.
Bennett,
200 sacks.
Yeah, Daryl Talley.
Yeah,
Bruce Smith.
Come on,
Steve
Tasker.
They're good. They're good. No Super Bowl, so. Chris and Clovis, he's back. Watch it on YouTube.
I love how you
Chris,
know ring count.
Hey, I just got to keep it real, man. K-Go was great. They were 0-4 in the big show. What's up, Chris? What's going on, man?
What's up, Bonte? Is that guy right?
Yeah, there you go. Bonte, you got Shasky over here. Butcher's back. Not San Francesco. That bum left yesterday. Butcher's back.
Yeah, man, it's exciting, man. You were right about it, man. But, hey, that defense got to the quarterback how many times on Stafford? 7 times?
Yeah, they got to Stafford all day long, Chris. All day.
So how many sacks do you think we're going to get against the Panthers this Sunday?
It's a great question. It's a great question. They sacked Baker Mayfield 5 times in 2019 on Monday Night Football.
Oh, that was the plant the flag in the flag game.
Yeah. You dig Bosa, he's looking his chops.
Bosa could have had 10 sacks last night. Dude, I would have believed it.
Carolina?
Stafford actually did a great job not taking more sacks.
Yeah, he was a little more elusive than I thought.
Did you see the one where he stepped up in the pocket, looked to the right, and threw to the left on third down? That was a pretty sweet play.
No, it was a pretty sweet play. How about this? I'm going to give Jimmy some flowers here. How about this from David Lombardi, The Athletic? Jimmy Garoppolo was at 2.44 seconds, average snap to release. Every 49ers win against the Rams dating back to 2020 has featured Garoppolo at 2.4 seconds or faster.
Oh, my God.
Wow, tried and true SF formula of neutralizing online pass protection issues executed again. 2.44 seconds, average snap to release. It's pretty damn good for Jimmy. Just saying. There's a compliment. There's another compliment for Jimmy. Defense played great. Jimmy played good. Offensive line played good. Niners got to win. 2-2. And we're all smiles this week in the Bay Area. How about that for a Victory Tuesday? To put a bow on it, huh?
I've never heard anyone break down how fast someone gets rid of the ball when we're discussing the greatest quarterbacks in the league. Like, when I watch Mahomes, the longer the play goes on, the more I know he's going to rip your heart out.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, Brady, you know what I mean? Like, all the greats. Hell of a freaking biography this guy's tweeting out on Jimmy G.
Let's flex, man. Let's flex.
There are tests that are coming for this defense, but through the first month, I can't say one negative thing about the defense right
this
now.
This defense been
not
playing
one negative
a,
thing.
This defense has been playing at a high level ever since the Tennessee game. They've turned it up a notch. NFC Championship or last week of the season, they're down 17-0. They hold the Rams to 7 points the rest of the way.
Yep.
All right, in the second half in overtime. All right, playoffs. We see what this defense did. They are ready to roll. They know they have to. They don't have to be the 85 Bears. They don't have to be the 0-1 Ravens, the 0-2 Bucks. Mm-hmm. But damn, they're playing at a level to where they're going to have to carry this team. And I think they're capable of doing it.
The Flex of the Show, presented by Xfinity Flex, the 4K streaming TV box with voice remote and Peacock Premium, free with Xfinity Internet.
They've only given up 46 points on the season to 49ers defense. 46 points, pretty damn good. They held the Rams 9 points yesterday. Sacked Stafford 7 times. They make some people some money. And the Niners, they head to Carolina and Atlanta 2-2. And what do you know? What do you know? It's all smiles around these parts. All smiles. Let's welcome Willard and Dibs. Willard and Dibs going to be talking about it. You need any go fuel? Anybody? You guys see?
Oh, maybe.
You had
maybe
a long night, Dibs.
Yeah.
Press box.
No doubt.
Changing Willard diapers.
Dibby. Yeah.
You know, like, long day.
Got home right to it, too. It was, you know, baby's not going down. Here you go. So I had about a 45-minute. We put the passy in, and, you know, we talked a little bit about the game.
Nice.
She's giving me the heavy blink, and it's like, you can't put her down until you get into that deep sleep.
Yeah.
You put her down too early, then it's, and then you go back to square one. So, he's taking one shake at a time.
You ever play some Sade or something? Play a little music?
Yeah, Sade is actually the go-to.
Yeah,
absolutely. You put on a little Sade. Sade?
My bad.
Yeah.
Sade.
That was different.
Yeah, I was like, what? You picked up on it. I was like,
Sade.
It's kind of like Baldy calling him Boza, and I look forward to Baldy's appearance tomorrow. And you want to call him Boza? You call him Boza?
Yeah, but that's kind of Baldy's thing. Because remember when he called me Dibs seven times,
And me Mark,
and you Mark, Baldy.
A little bit of a flip mode squad last week.
I'm convinced Baldy could lift me up with one hand and Dibs up with the other.
Oh, there's no doubt.
One of the largest human beings. He came to my house. We had a barbecue in my backyard, and this guy sits down.
Totally.
Wow. It was for Elevate Your Tailgate.
Oh my gosh. Feels like the fourth quarter of the Bears game again. I'm drowning.
A lot of drops.
B's a big guy. This dude took up the entire couch. Yeah, he's so big.
He's huge.
Then was eating food right off my grill, which is technically normally a no-no. Right. But for Baldy, I was
not
like,
for him.
Get that like jaded, destroyed pinky.
Man.
Put it on that steak. Go at it, big guy.
Pro athletes are different. They're just like, thank you.
Yeah.
People mad at me about the Sade misspeak there. Dan B, that's not even snitching music, man. How you get that one wrong? My bad, man.
We all miss blocks every now and again.
Yeah,
there you go.
Or we just leave Aaron Donald unblocked.
Yeah. I mean,
well, that was a fun play.
That was the one play.
I know. They did good.
Shocking.
They did good. Offensive line did fine. Yeah, they did fine.
Offensive line, not a problem.
Yeah. And by the way, McKivitz was really good, and then he went out, and I'm like,
Moore was okay.
I mean, it was, yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I know they're flanking everybody. There's like eight tight ends running around everywhere, but
yes.
Look, do whatever the hell you got to do. Yeah.
Win a game. Win a game. Where do you guys want to start? Defense? Head coach, quarterback.
I want to start with you, Bonte.
I want to start with me.
I want to start with you.
Why do you want to start? What do I do now?
No, I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
Oh, I'm great.
I know, because you keep saying how happy you are, but you don't sound happy. You sound mad.
No,
because you let everybody. No, because you let. No, this is on you.
The cupcake behavior where everybody said, "Oh my God, Bonte, you're bad."
No, but Bonte,
nobody's mad.
Yeah, but you're letting them get to you.
No, they're not getting to me.
But you are letting them get to you because you spent 3 hours talking about them.
See, that's what.
Get to you.
Dibs would understand this.
Don't you let him see you sweat, man. Oakland.
We went to Washington High School. I like the interaction. If you want to come at me, I have no problem coming back at you. It's all love.
No, nobody said that.
We're doing this all good sports. But don't come down and say, okay, Bonte, you're all mad about the win. Number one, nobody's mad. Number two, your boy cashed out. Dibs, we talked about this yesterday.
Cash me out three times.
Defensive touchdown.
Outside. Boom.
Guaranteed to win.
Yes.
Guaranteed to win.
Yep.
And hit the over on the sack total. So your boy's happy. They're 2-2. They're going on the road here. And all I want this team to do is be 4-4 by the bye week.
Here's
maybe
the larger.
Maybe you can get greedy and be 5-3.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Here's the larger. Oh, I think they absolutely can get to 5-3. You would hope. I mean, they should win the next 2 weeks. And I know we can't say should in the NFL.
I wouldn't say mad either, Mark, not to cut you off. I would say maybe a little annoyed because I celebrate the victory. I put the video up last night walking out of Levi's saying, baby, it's going to be a victory Tuesday. And people are like, Jimmy Garoppolo, he led him to the win. What are you going to say about that? It's like, come on, man. Let's not be crazy.
Jimmy was fine, but he didn't lead his team to a win.
That's all I'm saying, and I'm being negative?
Let me put the bait caster in the water. Bait caster in the water. I'm going to reel this thing back in. Let's take you out of it for a second. Here's a larger conversation. The larger conversation is, I think it's normal for sports fans, when you lose, to start assessing who do we want to blame. However, I think it's a little silly when the team wins if we get too caught up with who gets the credit.
Right.
And that's what I feel like a lot of people are doing after last night. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand.
Yeah.
We are in the midst of what may be an epic, memorable defense.
Yep.
Like, hold on. Dive into the analytics. And I heard a couple of your callers rocking out with the, look, the Rams stink. Get out of here. I don't want to hear it.
They're still the Super Bowl champs.
I do not want to hear this is what they did to the 49ers in 2019 when they were 6-0 and 7-0 and everyone's like, well, they haven't played anybody. This is the NFL. It's reminding you every week you're all out of your survivor pools for a reason. It's really hard to do this stuff. And Geno Smith's running up and down the field on everybody else.
Right.
So
except for the Niners.
This defense is phenomenal. And it's obviously the straw that stirs the drink. Right alongside that, though, the offense was solid. Like, Jimmy was solid. Was it great? Who was expecting great? He's Jimmy, right? So he was fine. They did exactly, if you're a 49er fan, that was a script. That was a script, and it got followed. And you should be, man, peacocking all day today. Because the 49ers are a factor in the NFC.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gotta be happy.
I look at this team and I say to myself, like, right now, they got back to the running the game, but the running the ball really well, which is very important. And it feels like the way that they've used Debo in the creative ways, it's clearly maximizing Debo. Like, we can have arguments. I don't want him taking hits between the tackles. Okay. But, like, it's working. Like, whatever they're doing is clearly working with Debo Samuel. Would we like to see George get more touches? Yeah, sure, fine. And there'll be a time he'll get more touches. Right. But you win that game that way, going away, it feels really good.
I'm looking at their defense.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking at their defense, and I'm saying, this guy Bosa, I mean, 23, 24, 25 sacks. Like, honest to God, what's a if you would have tweeted Joe?
He got 6 through 4, right?
He could have had 7 last night.
Yeah, exactly.
And Stafford was really good at evading the rush. I felt like there was a couple where he stepped up and Bosa would have crushed him.
You were mentioning it earlier, and you're so right, though. It's more than just Bosa. It's Ebukam on the other side.
Good.
And it's, you know, pressure up the middle.
Drake Jackson.
You don't have Kinlaw. You don't have Armstead. But you don't really miss either one of them.
No.
And that's where, you know, it's the entirety elite of the defensive line. And Bose actually said it yesterday in the post game. They're elite. Yeah, and really I love the voice, by the way. They're elite at all three levels. You know, you go back to Mooney Ward and Hufanga in the back, and the linebackers we know are great. So it's more than just Nick Bosa is causing problems up front.
And Hufanga, we were talking about this. Like, we all love defensive ends, right? You go, oh, this guy, Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, they're pretty good. Like, yeah, it pops on. Yeah. A safety running around, there's something special. Like when you see Ed Reed, Paul Amalu, Ronnie Lott going back in the day.
Brian Dawkins.
Like, pick whoever your favorite safety is. Obviously, most of us, Ronnie Lott. Like, you're seeing Hufanga and you're like, dude, this guy's a missile. I mean, he's an absolute missile.
There's also something about just the way safeties play on television, because you don't see him at the start of the play.
That's a good point.
And so you don't see, like, I can watch Nick Bosa.
That's a good point.
When the ball snapped and I'm like, I'm going to follow you. Like, are you going to get there, Nick? When a safety makes a play, it feels like it just got fired out of the left side of your television.
Like a cannon.
Which is what happened. You didn't see that coming with Hufanga last night. Like, I mean, that was an unbelievable read.
Yeah.
I suggest everybody, if you can find video, go back and watch what he did, especially with his comments about smelling a rat.
Yeah.
He's like, I smelled a rat with the way the receivers were kind of going, and they comes the off of Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guts that it takes to just be like, I'm leaving Cooper Kupp.
Well, and Fred Warner did that to the Rams a couple years ago, and it reminded me of the same thing.
Such a great play.
He also made a play, and he didn't even get the tackle on this one. They threw a screen to Higbee that was like floated over the top. He came from the opposite sideline all the way down. He didn't get the tackle, but he slowed Higbee up so somebody else did. And I'm like, this dude just ran 80 yards.
Yep.
Like 80 yards from one end of the field to the other, and he's flying all day. He's just awesome. I love him.
It's fun to watch, and you know, like you said, when you have Bosa, all eyes on Bosa, and Mark, you mentioned it, you don't see the safety when you're watching it on TV, and all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere. I was at the game up in the press level, and then you could see that throw, and you could see Hufanga knife in, and you know, the juggle, the bobble, and then it's just over.
And you talk about a great defense. You want to be great? Well, these are games you take advantage of, right? The Rams' offensive line is in shambles. This defensive line wants to be great? Take advantage of that. They took advantage of it. Next 2 weeks, Atlanta, they don't have Cordarrelle Patterson. Their offensive line is a little leaky. Carolina, their offensive line is a little leaky. This defense could start to add to that and start to pick up more sacks and create more turnovers. And I think, like you said, Mark, that is the formula. This defense has to be as good as some of the greatest defenses of all time. They're not there yet, but when you turn it over and you turn those into points, that helps an offense like this out. That they an offense that lacks a playmaker, that lacks they need about one more playmaker on this team. Let's be honest.
I think they've got all the playmakers. They just struggle to get the ball to them because that's not the way their offense works. Like, even, you know, I'm listening to you guys this morning and I get the emotion, which is that you have a double digit win. And you still feel like, gosh, I wish IU could have three more catches.
Well,
I wish George Kittle could. And I get it.
But when you see it, it's like, there's plays out there to be made.
Of course.
Quarterback has to make the play.
Of course, he's not that guy.
And unfortunately,
he's not that guy.
Unfortunately, I think that's the playmaker you ultimately need.
Right.
And you drafted Trey Lance to be that playmaker, and now that's not working out that way.
And we're a long way away. But at some point, the quarterback has to make those plays. That's what separates you from being chumps to champs.
Right.
You've got to make those plays. Even Trent Dilfer made plays. Brad Johnson, we talk about Brad Johnson, Tampa Bay. He made plays when he didn't make them in money time. So that's where I could be a little critical of Jimmy saying he played well, but we're watching the game. There's a couple times where guys are just running wide open and Jimmy doesn't see it.
Yeah, there's all. I thought Troy Aikman made a great comment on the broadcast, and I know all three of you were there, so maybe you didn't get a chance to hear this. And I thought it was very interesting for anyone, especially if you are critical of Jimmy Garoppolo, which is often fair. I don't think it is last night. He was fine. But he made an interesting point that I think is really important for everybody to know. So we live in an age of social media and video up the wazoo. So we get the all 22, and we get this replay and this angle over here. And what we do is we look at a field, and we'll see somebody running open. Juszczyk up the seam. We see Ayuk out in the flat, open on the play that Kittle was out the back of the end zone. We get to see that, and we go, oh, my gosh, Jimmy missed another one. If you did this in every football game, you will find a few of those all the time. And Troy made the statement. He goes, I want you to understand, when you're the quarterback, you don't see, like, you're a human being. Aaron Donald is attempting to destroy your life, is in your face. You're not going to see the whole field. So any football game, we are going to be able to grab two or three. He was running free, and the quarterback's eyes were on the other side of the field. That's not an excuse for Jimmy. Does he miss more than others? Yes, he does. But I thought Troy's statement was a really good one for people, especially if you were at the game. Like, you're going to not see those develop every single time, and you can do that to every quarterback every game.
At the 800 level, and so your vision is all 22. I mean, that's what mine is, and that's why sometimes it gets frustrating when you're watching it from where I am. To Mark's point, the quarterback, you're looking through, you know, five offensive linemen. And you've got a multitude of guys, you know, crisscrossing and running at you. And, you know, it's not to excuse it. Mark's right. I thought Kyle Shanahan did a great job of scheming up the offense to put Jimmy in a position to succeed. The use check play, the wheel route down the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Great play call. He was wide open.
Yep.
In general, I thought Jimmy was good. But that's the Jimmy. It's frustrating because we all want 31 for 48.
I don't even want that, Dibs. I just want you to make the right reads. Like,
yeah, I look at Charlie Warner,
right? I like Charlie Warner, right? Charlie Warner's your third string tight end. Ayuk's running a drag route 20 yards down the field. I'm thinking to myself, I got to get my playmakers involved. They're the ones that gives this team juice. It gets them involved in the game.
And they run that play over and over and over.
And it just makes the defense think about something else. Instead, you're throwing to Charlie Warner and expecting him to make a great play. Like, that's my biggest fear.
Good throw. You know? That's a huge play. He might have gone.
But Ayuk is wide open. I understand.
Right.
Mark, but that's a play they run as a staple week to week, and it's always there.
I understand.
Always throw to Ayuk.
This is where it
gets frustrating. On the goal line, it's a third down. It's a crucial third down. They jump into shotgun. Everyone's like, oh, God, shotgun. Run the ball here, right? And he's got Ayuk right in front of him on the face mask side. He just comes off the read almost immediately, and he throws a really nice ball to Kittle. Kittle can't get his feet down, and you're saying, can you just hit the layup to Ayuk?
You can, but it's not a layup, and I know, and you guys, I saw you mentioned this, like, yes, that play was there, and did, Bonte, you noticed this, did Ayuk, like, when they thought Kittle was inbounds and it was a touchdown, the whole team ran to Kittle, not Ayuk.
Ayuk
went straight to the bench. He was frustrated, and as a receiver playing with Jimmy Garoppolo, totally understand it.
There's four guys angry on every play.
Right, exactly, which is why the whole lip sync thing.
Right off the line of scrimmage. That's a play Jerry Rice made a living on at the goal line.
It is.
Freddie Solomon.
It is. But you're also dealing with Jalen Ramsey. You're dealing with maybe one of the best corners in the game. And if you're looking at this, we're at the, essentially, right? We're at the 2-yard line. Like, that's the play that if you don't execute it perfectly on time, that can be a pick six.
It's a pick six, exactly.
Like, if you don't fall. But you don't know where. No, he didn't fall.
He stumbled a little bit.
But he was on his feet. My point is, again, you're looking at Jimmy's eyes. If Jimmy doesn't see it right at the right time, you got
to
hold it.
But that's because that can
flip the game.
And I know George Kittle's a much safer throw.
You guys are wrong.
If he doesn't catch it, it's going into the back of the end zone.
You're not wrong, but I'm forever going to point to this dynamic of 49er football. We all want more dynamic play at the quarterback position. Like, we want the offense to be bigger.
Yet so many of you think Jimmy's weak.
I don't want him taking chances.
Listen,
I don't want Jimmy taking chances. That's how we get in trouble.
I don't even care what his numbers are.
Who cares what his numbers are? Exactly.
They won the game yesterday. But don't tell me that, hey, Jimmy led this team to a win. Jimmy was great.
Who's saying that?
That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of fans out there saying give Jimmy his flowers over that game.
No,
the defense gets game balls for this game.
Of course.
Defense has carried his team.
But Jimmy was solid.
Yeah. And Debo made that play happen, Jimmy.
Jimmy threw it the only place he could throw that. And that's what, you know, Peyton Manning on the Manning cast, I went back and watched it this morning. He actually said it in real time. He's like, Jimmy threw that high on purpose. And then Jimmy, after the game, said the same thing, which I didn't. In the moment, I'm like, oh, boy, he got bailed out. But then when you hear Peyton Manning explain it that way, it's like, okay, I can see that. Jimmy G's thinking, the only place I can throw it is that high, although it's a scary throw because if Debo just gets one hand on it and that thing gets tipped in the air, now we got problems.
No turnovers yesterday.
No.
I'm happy with that from any quarterback. Thank God Jimmy's here because Trey's out. Now you still got a shot to win the whole damn thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have a great defense and a good running game. And you got playmakers and Debo. When you get him out in space and not run him up the A-gap all the damn time, get him in space against DBs. He's going to make people miss and he's going to make big plays happen. Now we wait for Kittle. Now we wait for Ayuk. There's good things happening in San Francisco.
If I was to grade just Jimmy, I would give him a B+ for yesterday. Borderline A-.
I'll give him a B.
But you're asking Jimmy to do just that. That's what you're looking for Jimmy to do.
Grades? We got grades. we got PFF grades.
Oh, boy.
Already?
Oh, boy. Want to know who the highest graded offensive player was for the 49ers yesterday?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Come on, man.
Debo was second. It's just funny. It's funny because it says two things at the same time. First of all, it's like, how are you going to tell me Jimmy was more important than Debo? You can't. But I will say that what it does tell you is that Jimmy played a solid football game.
He was fine.
It wasn't great. So here's the rub. Here's the rub. I wonder what you guys think. I know. No, I knew that was
PFF.
I knew that was
incredible. Another reason not to read PFF.
Here's the rub, and I wonder what you guys think about this. For me, last night was not just a win. Like, there's the whole...
It was a momentum shifter.
Well, more than that. Okay, they got to 2-2. Yep, they're now, everything's fine. They're in first place.
2-0 in the division.
That's all.
2-0 division's huge.
That's all huge. Yep. But here was what last night told me. When Jimmy ran onto the field 2 weeks ago, our emotion was, well, the excitement around Trey is now gone, but, well... We didn't want to go back to what we know, but we do. Now we go back to what we know the last 5 years. Then he comes out at Denver and all of a sudden brings in this, oh gosh, do Jimmy and Kyle not like each other? Is this not going to be the last 5 years? Last night signaled to you, the 49er fan, that yes, this is the exact same team that we've seen the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And in fact... If it's different, it's that it's the same team the last 5 years with an even better defense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that they absolutely have the opportunity that if Jimmy plays the remaining 13 games, they should, at worst, end up in the final eight. Like, absolutely no question in my mind. That's where this should go, provided that they have...
Yes. That means you win the playoff game. You get in the divisional round.
Okay.
I think you set the bar even higher, quite frankly.
Yeah, take your chances after that.
You got a defense because there's a lot of bad offensive lines out there.
I got to see also the injuries because like right now they got Trent out.
Of course.
My point is it just settles you with like, okay, like last week we're like, wait a minute, what in the God's name is this?
Right.
It settles back into, yes, this is the 49ers you know, and yes, they should be one of two, three, four teams that have a chance to win the NFC.
If you look at the last couple of seasons, what they did in terms of when they went far, you get Mostert at the end of the year, boom, pop. You get pop plays. Elijah Mitchell led the NFL in 20-plus yard runs last year. I just worry that you're not going to have this sustainable pop in the run game that you are going to have to lean on come November, December. Yeah. I like Jeff Wilson Jr. I just hope, can Elijah come back? Can one of these other guys show?
Because
Jeff impressed me last night with his ability to pop.
Jeff's
had huge games.
He had three rushing touchdowns.
I just think it's the system. He's always
had
guys that can have. Yeah, listen, he's not dynamic.
It is the system, but if you know Jeff starts to wear down, can Elijah come back? Because right now you got Tevin and you got Return of the Mac, and you don't have a ton else.
Right, but you also don't have Trent Williams. Like that's going to change your run game big time. Like second half of the year, who knows? Here's another thing
you were talking about, Mark DeFormula. What I don't want is I don't want to have this split in the fan base. It's driving me crazy. Team Trey, Team Jimmy. No, it's Team Niners.
Yeah.
You want the Niners to win. And like, we're starving for a Super Bowl out here in this market. Starving. Quest for six has been going on for how long?
I hate that. Well, no, because the Warriors didn't go, we're on our quest for two when Lakeland bought it. Like, no, you're on your quest for one.
And now it's
like,
one for the thumb for the Warriors.
Yeah. Every organization has to look at it in their run, like quest for six. Let's just get back to a Super Bowl.
Right. I'm with you, Bonte. Like, you know I can't find anything to bum me out last night. Nothing.
You get roasted. Well, you know what? Today was a day about the defense. The defense should be celebrated. The quarterback didn't turn the ball over. Great. I love that. No turnovers. You're probably going to have a better chance to win the football game.
Kyle mentioned, our producer, if that is the Jimmy G performance for the next 13 games, you can probably win 10 or 11 of those games.
Right.
I think Kansas City may be able to outgun
have to
you
score more
against some teams.
Agreed.
But that sort of performance from Jimmy G, that'll be good enough to win the next two. If you don't turn it over and you possess it, and you do what you did last night.
Little bit of breaking news that absolutely, affects the 49ers, and also it'll just be interesting with the quarterback story we've been through.
Who's hurt?
No, Jerry Jones just broke the news that Dak Prescott is not quite ready to play this week. The grip is still not good enough, so you're going to get another Cooper Rush game, which comes against the Los Angeles Rams.
Let's go.
So that is this week. Cowboys and Rams will be Cooper Rush. 49er fan, who do you want to root for in that game? I got no freaking idea.
Cowboys.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
I guess. But it's also interesting because my mind was on that quarterback controversy budding, if you will. Like Cooper
Coming
Rush.
To our head.
Well, Cooper Rush beat three sort of weak teams.
But now, he looked good.
Now they go at Rams, at Eagles. And if you had brought Dak back and Dak struggles against better teams, that fans the flames.
So I think
the Cowboys wanted Cooper to go have a tough road trip against a good team, and then let's talk.
Well, I think McCarthy needed that, too.
Yeah.
If anyone needed that, McCarthy.
That's at SoFi. That's at SoFi this Sunday.
Interesting.
Well, it'd be a Cowboys home game.
Oh, God.
Cowboy fans.
Keep it real, though. Like, I said this in a tweet last night. There are some OG SA LA Ram fans that I saw last night, and they are, because I remember them from back in the stick, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And they're rocking the old Dickerson jerseys and the Youngblood jersey, for example.
I like the old, I mean,
they're the best.
I like the old Rams with the blue and the gold.
They're
pretty clean.
I saw Deacon Jones, like a white one with the little Ram things, and I was like, that's pretty badass. Like, how can I hate on that? But I know we ripped the Rams fans. The OG Ram fans are good Ram fans.
Yeah,
and
there's just not enough of them.
Mark, I was telling these guys, I did a
it's pretty cool.
I did a pregame lot walk, just, you know, walking the lot, had the backpack on, you know.
Empire.
Had my Zennies on, and I'm just cruising flexing through the lot.
Who knows me?
I tell you what, not a person. The 49ers, the tailgate scene, it is alive and kicking. Shout out Simple Minds.
Oh,
it was fun. You got all kinds of music, all kinds of meats on the grill. The tailgate is real
When you can clear it out, first of all, no other NFL games, plus you do it in the evening, give you a little bit more time to get sauced up.
Silicon Valley's work from home on Monday.
Man, exactly. Get mad at your boss by 2 o'clock.
That's the fan base, right? Silicon Valley.
100%.
Get out of here.
100%.
Well,
King City, Salinas, in the building.
The way that's all set up, too.
Fresno, don't count them out. They drive up from the no.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that what they call it, Fresno, the no?
Yeah, and they call Lamore the moo. According to some.
And
saw him yesterday, too, which is great.
Hell, Dibs.
Yeah, had some great some great moments with the big fella.
Let me ask you guys this one, because it's funny. We did this thing with Stafford, like, immediately. He wins a couple, and they're big games. Going to the Hall of Fame? I mean, this is not us, but I'm saying, like, the national narrative. I'm watching Stafford yesterday, and he's a good player. I never deemed him to be a great player. Like, when I watched Kurt Warner, I knew this dude's special. Like, every time he had the ball in his hands, I'm like, God, he's going to kill us. I'm watching Stafford, and I'm texting this guy. I'm like, he's going to throw one up. It's coming. It's a matter of time.
Well,
and then I feel like we're getting same old Stafford, and I'm just interested what the narrative's going to be on him moving forward.
That San Francisco's not here today. It's so good.
Well, you tried to shake him of that yesterday. I was loving that.
He's a good player.
Stafford's going to throw him up all the time. He threw him up in the air.
He's a good player.
He leads the world in interceptions.
Right. Stafford is not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
But we did this.
He's going to be in a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he probably will be. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, it's a joke if he goes to the Hall of Fame. He's never once been the best quarterback. He's never once been among the best five quarterbacks in the league.
But I'm not here to argue whether he should or shouldn't be. Yeah,
Eli Manning to me is not a Hall of Famer, but he's going to be there because of the two championships.
I saw an Eli championship performance in the NFC championship game.
Okay, he had a great game.
He was unbelievable. But that to me,
he was.
He gets
the Hall of Fame off one game. How many times did he lead the league in picks?
Yeah,
Eli Manning.
To me, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he had two of the singular best Super Bowl performances.
One in Lambeau.
Look. The bottom line is the Hall of Fame is going to. I'm not going to argue for or against any of these guys, but they're all going to be in.
Yeah,
because you're looking at passing numbers.
Yes.
Matt Stafford is the 12th passing yardage quarterback of all time.
Sure.
And he has a Super Bowl.
And he's the greatest.
You're getting a gold jacket.
The league has evolved. Yeah. We look at these numbers. It's inflation, right? These are inflated numbers.
He's a career aggregator.
Did he throw when the Lions were down 20 points?
Eli Manning is number 9 all time. Phillip Rivers is number 6 all time. This will make you throw up in your mouth. Matt Ryan's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame because he's number 8 all time and he went to a Super Bowl, and it's not his fault that he didn't win one. It's his defenses. So, like, they're all going to get in, and it's all based on it's become so much of a passing league.
Forget the Hall of Fame then. Do you guys fear him when he has the ball in his hands?
Well, not the 49ers. No. I mean, he's a very good thrower of the ball. Let's not take away.
He's
like,
talented. He's fine. He's talented.
Yeah, but A to B.
He's talented. Like, I'm with you.
Matt Stafford versus the Lions organization was a poor man's Brady versus Belichick. Like, who gets the credit? Right? And Brady went and won that argument big time. Mm-hmm. And Stafford did too. Like, when you are a quarterback that puts up numbers for years and you've never even been to the playoffs.
Well, they went to the playoffs with Calvin.
Okay, right. And one game.
I know, but then
you never won a playoff game. And then you switch teams and you win a Super Bowl. I mean, come on.
I know.
That's a lot of data. That's a lot of data. But, no, he doesn't scare me if I'm a 49er fan because they got his number.
Yeah, well, and it feels like he just throws them up. I mean, Cooper Kupp and him clearly have a connection. No one else on that team does.
Tyler Higbee. That was an easy over. Right? Over 4.5 nabs.
Oh, nice. 10 nabs yesterday.
A lot of nabs.
I see
for
you
Higbee.
Working, dudes.
Yeah. Scowron, I needed another catch or two. I didn't quite get over 3.5 on
what
that one.
What was the spread up in the press box?
The food?
Yeah.
Which one? We had tacos, carnitas. Yep. Carnitas and chicken. I had both.
And then at halftime, did they bring out the nachos?
I ate so much pregame.
The chicken tenders.
They had like a hot food station with rice and some other meat.
Dude, nice.
And
then the best press box dining.
Ice cream.
Oh, it's so good.
Trust me, it was so good.
They even bring out pizza after the game with beers too for all the writers who are there late.
Yeah, I couldn't quite stick and stay that long. You know, I did when I went to the elevator before I left. I looked out at the parking lot and a sea of red in the brake lights, and I thought this might take a minute.
Yeah. So get some pizza and beer and stay a while.
Might as well. But I will say this about the faithful. Incredible. And I know it's partly because it was a night game.
Yeah,
you didn't have to worry about the sunny side. Yeah. But the fans were lubricated. It was live. It's feeling more and more like a real home stadium environment, you know?
You could hear it on the TV, by the way.
I will say it.
You could feel it when the Rams had the ball, that there was action happening.
Lucas and I have gone to a lot of games together, and he was sitting next to me. It was my wife, my niece, and he turns to me. He goes, this is the loudest it's been since 2019. I said, I think it is.
I don't know about that.
Well, when last year did it really get loud down the stretch?
Last year?
I'm asking.
Because I didn't get to go to a lot of games last year.
I went to all of them.
Because I had Warriors duties. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I can't remember the games. Okay. Oh, Texans game? Yeah, it wasn't that loud.
It wasn't rowdy.
You know, it's wild, though.
That rowdy.
If you go back to last year's visual.
Trying to think of the teams they played.
Yeah, the moments down the stretch.
The Green Bay game was the night game, and they lost.
Right, that's what I mean. The moments that you remember from the second half of the year that get you to the playoffs were almost all on the road.
I know.
It's something we really don't give them enough credit for.
I know.
They went through the whole playoff run on the road. Last game, week 18, on the road.
The NFC Championship game at home was the first time being there that I felt like this was actually a home stadium vibe. Yes. And last night wasn't quite as loud as that, but last night was live.
All right, so last little critique of Levi Stadium, because you know me in the parking and the ingress, egress, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we gotta go. Save it for tomorrow.
Put the radio on.
Save it for tomorrow.
Put the radio on in the restroom.
William Diggs coming up next. Brought to you by nobody.